on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, and Mike Nestor of the... Still don't ever know what to say anymore with him. The Rebel Man.
The Rebel Man.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah. What's going on?
Not much.
Everybody recovered from St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. I didn't even drink beer tonight, this St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't either, but I did drink some Irish whiskey. Ooh.
Mike didn't drink a beer. He drank like 12.
He had a keg.
He had a keg by himself. Pony keg.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't drink
They're
so
like Doritos. Can't stop.
Oh, that's
you
like
can't,
Lay's
can't
potato
have just
chips.
One.
You just can't have one?
Yeah, it defeats
the
purpose.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
This segment has been sponsored by Lay's potato chips. You just can't have one. Mike Nestor and his beers.
Insert your tab. How funny. Yeah, what would he do without him?
Yep.
What's on tap tonight, Mike?
Mm-hmm. On tap?
Yeah.
Cherry moonshine.
Really? Does that come from a cherry tree, or do you just add cherries?
That comes from the still out back.
Really? Is it right out back?
Now, was it by the cherry tree that George Washington supposedly cut down, or?
That stuff will kill you.
If it's made wrong.
Oh, God. I think of you when I watch them shows sometimes when I'm flipping around. I think of Mike running through going, they're coming. You ever watch any of the moonshine shows, Pete?
Yeah, I saw a couple of them.
Tell me you don't think of Mike.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Oh, good God. So what is going on? I feel like we skipped over a bunch, but we don't have Jen with us tonight.
No, she's Dang out it. And about.
I know, which is just going to be the case. We're going to do the best we can to get some shows out, but it's going to be hard to pull together all the time.
I don't know. I mean, a couple of things winded down in the game this week, actually. So I think the big couple of big things is we had a secret district.
Yeah, is it a district or is it the Scorched Earth?
Yeah, the Scorched Earth. It's a secret district. It's your typical secret district. You know,
is Brazil scorched?
Is Brazil scorched?
It's part of Brazil.
Yeah,
and they've still got the drop rates so sucky on it.
Yeah, and also along the same lines, the ratios are not all that impressive either.
No, they're not.
Actually, they're a lot less than typical. It took a lot longer to do this particular secret district for people, I think, than others.
I'm not even I could be, but I just haven't been playing, but I'm not quite done. I will be by the time the show's over, so I guess I shouldn't say that.
With Timba da Salva.
Almost, yeah.
You know, along the lines, I guess, just usual Spocklet pitches, you know, that the repeat job Spocklet with the tier mode or master tier mode works pretty well with it if you've got the energy to go ahead and do the jobs, and then of course Boss Fighter 2 will handle the taking out the bosses for you. So you know, if you're doing it with scripts,
shame on you.
If you're doing it with scripts, you're doing it right. No.
Yeah, then you've finally recovering on your hand problems.
Exactly right.
The tendonitis is recovering.
Yep. Getting it on the off the table immediately because it's not really Mafia Wars related. You know, my
basketball?
Wichita State Shockers. Oh. Yeah, we made it to 35-0, and then we lost to Kentucky in a 2-point game. It was very, very sad.
Did you
I thought
do
of
the
you and
whole
Catherine.
Bracket thing?
Yeah. I did a bracket this year, but it was I knew pretty well going into it that it would have been busted because I was going to root for WSU to get to the end anyway, and which I knew they probably wouldn't make it all the way to the championship game. or at least win the championship. But I, you know, I had to root for him anyway.
You're going to be loyal.
I am extremely disappointed. I mean, and as would any fan of any team. I think they I don't know. I wish they would have done a little bit better showing in the game. They played hard and they kept, you know, it a very close game. I just think that there came a time when I looked, you know, they had a couple of shots at the bench and it just,
but you were like, loyal till the end.
Yeah. I mean, it just seemed
so
like
it's not lack of your spirit.
Yeah. It just seems like they kind of lost their edge a little bit at, as it got later in the game and things were so tight. I think they, I don't know. I just, you could see something in the kids' eyes on the bench. It's almost like they weren't as hungry as they were the other times. I don't know.
I just think they gave in to their anxieties or something.
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of pressure being an undefeated team. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure in that for sure.
You know, so I wish they would have pulled
it out.
But
I got to tell you, it just became so overwhelming this weekend. It's just all basketball that you're like, I know that one of Pete's teams is playing, but there's just too much basketball. So I just stick with the Longhorns.
Well, there were a lot of upsets. Yep. I mean,
yeah, I don't even know how the Longhorns ended up turning out, but that's the only game I watched. But yeah. When it comes to college sports, I usually stick with UT because that's just what I know.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to get that off the table. They had an incredible season. Kudos to them.
But you made it there undefeated. That's awesome. Yep. So there's a lot to be said for that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, so back to the game.
back to that.
So yeah, we have the typical, they threw an ice board at us. We had the Richie stash that is probably ending for some people or pretty close to being done.
Yeah, if you're
everybody.
Not a VIP, it's going to be ending today as we record in like, 4 hours, I think, something like that.
We've got another mission event, which is the calculated risk. That is extended
that we've
a little
got
bit
a,
if you had
about
the
a week
access.
On.
Yeah. And I think the big one that, and we really wish Jen were here because she spends a lot more time dissecting these events than we do sometimes, and it's the stat cards stakes.
Yeah, I don't feel like we didn't cover that. It just kind of started as our last show aired. So yeah,
and it seems to me like they took some suggestions that many of us have said that we've got all these stat cards out there already. Why not let us start getting some of them through jobs, fighting, and robbing? And I think they just created this whole new event. And, you know, I think Mike said it, you know, I mean, you really can't complain because you're getting free stats. So.
Exactly. And they wanted us to buy them before. So,
right. So
take it.
But I think, you know, I kind of wish they just wouldn't make things somewhat so complicated sometimes. You know, it's like there's these 2-hour windows in which you can earn 2 draws of your free cards, and it's just like, I don't know, I sometimes I just wish they wouldn't just make it so bloody convoluted. Why not just say you can earn 20 a day
and you're
let us
out
earn that at 20
you can
a
earn
day.
20 more in 10 hours or
right.
whatever,
you know, start at midnight exactly. of PST and, you know, go from there.
I don't like the little 2-hour windows either.
So I don't understand the 2-hour window.
I know what it is. They want people to play every 2 hours.
Because
what difference does it make if I play every 2 hours, every 8 hours? Who cares? As long as I play daily.
Well, and that's
that should be the thing. As long
you
as you're
would
clicking.
Think, but apparently, that's not the way that they dream this thing up. They want people on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and in reality,
that time is come and gone.
Well, and that in reality, that's what's been forcing players away, is the obligation to be playing this game as much as they want you to play it. You know, you're losing the casual player because they're going, you got to be kidding.
Because they're overwhelmed. They're like, Jesus.
Yep.
No, thank you. It's too much. I mean, it does become just overkill.
So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I mean, like I said.
I won't complain because I was never going to buy them.
Right.
So, I'm not going to complain about it, but I don't see myself getting all of them in this draw either. I keep getting the same ones.
Well, the intention is you're not supposed to get them all. You'll get some, and then you turn around and you buy. If you're gonna try to complete it, you're gonna go buy, you know, the cards.
It's not gonna end though. This isn't
three.
On a timer, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it'll bring back some of the hype, kind of how the lotto set used to, or the poker set, or whatever it was that. Remember back in the day how hard it was to finish that collection.
Yeah, except for these aren't tradable. So
oh
that's
yeah,
also
well maybe they will be
in
like 2 months, 3 months.
That's also another thing we said about the cards. You know, they should let them drop randomly, and then when people get duplicates, then at least they can start the trading community back up again of trying to trade these items out so people can't complete the sets.
Well, they dropped in a couple of jobs for me.
No.
They have.
But I'm talking about all the cards.
Oh, yeah. Just the random hour or two. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they shouldn't make it so complicated, but I've been saying that for a long time.
It's the Zynga way.
It's the Zynga way. Which looks like they just got trumped out by Candy Crush Saga. Did you see that?
I did not.
They went public. Well, I guess they're anticipated to go, their stock's going to go public this next week. And they're looking to come out at $24 a share, which is going to knock Zynga. Like, I think they're down to like $4 a share for. Yeah.
I said at the beginning that they would end up being a penny stock. The way they could have raised their stock value would have been treating their customers with more respect.
I think it's hilarious that a game like Candy Crush Saga, who's got like what, two games, Farm Crush Saga or something, and Candy Crush.
They're following that sort of that mentality of Angry Birds.
Yeah.
You know, get a game that people are just like super addicted to for a while and then turn around and do this tremendous marketing effort to turn it into just about anything you possibly can, from, you know, stuffed animals to sleeping pillows and whatever else.
Board games, which Zynga jumped in on that market too.
Yeah, with their words with friends.
Yeah, and I think they've also got some kind of farming games and stuff too. I don't know. I've seen some things at the store. I can't help but giggle a little, but, you know, whatever's paying their bills, because it's not their stock.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot of money.
Yep.
That's why I'm surprised we're even still here playing the game, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it doesn't take, I mean, honestly, it doesn't take much to keep it up and running for, you know, the number of players that are out there.
And the payers, they're the ones that are keeping it afloat.
They're going to keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can't bite the hand that feeds you too much.
Yep.
Or too hard, I should say. But
Very true.
Yeah. Mike, what do you have to add to that? Do you know anything about the cards? I don't know.
The cards? No. I mean, to me, like I'd said to other people, I find it very simple. You play three times a day and get your cards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I don't, and you get free stats for it.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't have to do nothing other than just play your game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Clicky, clicky. Chester was making fun of me yesterday for playing.
Well, he always makes fun because he sucks. That's why.
Is his account active at all?
I don't know.
funny.
Is he like in one of the... He's like the top 1% of all players.
That's hilarious. He's got to be.
All the players that are left at level 200 or whatever.
I would love to hear him start spewing that kind of talk. Funny. I can't talk him into even coming on.
Since he won't hear me, I'll say he might fall in the same category with Ed now. They're about the same level.
I bet they are. You know, I bet Ed could beat him. I didn't say that. He doesn't listen. That might be enough to make him start listening and playing. Oh, geez. Anyway, so yeah. I know. I ain't scared of him.
Well, no worries. He'll be submarining.
You know, he just come up and hit me for a second and go under. You know, the claw calls you me. Or for Jen's sake, I'll say Cammy me.
Cammy.
He'll Cammy me.
Yep. And then he'll go, oh, Mr. Old.
It'd be a red ice.
Yep.
I'm still stronger. That didn't get a change.
He was so funny, Chester.
Yeah. He's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tough Guy.
Yep.
So, what else?
I'm trying to think what else has really been going on. I mean, nothing other than what we've kind of alluded to. There's really not been, you know, much else new to the game.
It's all more of the same.
Required any new kind of spocklets or anything like that. I'm trying to think.
You know what I was wondering? Did Martin or you, have you gone into the Urban Dictionary and updated the definition of a spocklet?
We haven't updated it. It's been
You need to update it because now it can also mean an offspring of a spock, of a guy at Spockle.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah. Didn't even think about that.
You need to update the definition.
It's Martin's son, Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, as I when I see the top of my bookmarks up here, I think about that sometimes. You need to really update that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
The definition. A spocklet is born. So,
What was the interesting statistic about that? It was kind of something very interesting that the day that his son was born was the day
that you registered it or something.
It was the day that Spocklet.com got registered.
And yeah.
It was like 3 years old or 4 years old at that time.
Yeah.
It was really funny. A very interesting, funny, you know, kind of coincidence.
Or it was planned out very well.
Very serendipitous. I'm sure his wife did not plan.
No, I don't think so.
For the birth of
He's 50 days old. Oh, yay. Yep. We'll plan out precisely what day you want to go in and update the definition.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Yep. I was just trying to think. I hit one of the goals that Mike had for a while, which was, with the...
Make a lot of friends.
No, the Brazil. Is it Brazil that has the gems?
Yes.
Yeah, I hit 50 that I haven't claimed yet. So I'm sitting on that for a while. I think I might try to get to 100 first before I actually go claim them all in one big fell swoop.
That's what I did. I waited to 100.
Did you?
Oh, I even got a video recorded and everything of it.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know what y'all are talking about. What is this goal?
When you collect gems. On your property, you get the gems.
Oh,
when you collect
yeah?
on the Brazil property, you get the gems and the gems.
So if you don't turn them in?
Yeah, you have to vault them when mm-hmm. you get a full set. Well, we've been having kind of a mini goal of collecting as many sets as we could before we decide to go vault them.
And so my goal was to get to 50.
And I got to 50 now, so now my goal is to get to 100.
That's exactly how I've done it. I'm, you know, starting on it again because I'm back up to, I think, 15 sets again.
Yeah.
So. I don't know how I can do that. I do your little goals sometimes, saving my profile points and things, and I try to do them. But those I always just, when I realize I have enough to cash them in, then I'm like, yay, and then I'll get, like, the really lame prize or something.
Yeah. Oh, the worthless money?
The money.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, and I just don't need no Brazilian money.
That's right. I don't need no stinking real.
That's why I heal there. I heal in Brazil. Mm-hmm.
Brazil.
So, well, because Jen's got me thinking it's going to go away, so I just figure what the hell. I'm just going to make sure I have no money there because I lost too much in Cuba or wherever, everywhere else.
Yeah. And I guess they threw another 2x build on us for global properties.
Yeah,
nice. I don't
twice today.
I missed that, but
I just always wish I knew before I had billed.
Yeah. Oh. I always have these off days where I don't get on in time to catch those things, but
you should feel good about that.
Yeah. Well, now I'm sort of stockpiling reward points too because, you know, I've been saving them for that kind of thing, but I don't know.
That's that idea, because I like to be able to take advantage when I really want them. So I don't like to not be able to buy stamina when I really want to kill somebody.
When I'm really in a mood.
When I'm really in the mood for some killing.
Yep. You know?
Mm-hmm. I better be able to.
You know, and other than that, I don't know. I mean, if we recorded this show about, you know, 4 days ago, we probably would have been complaining that we got a million things to do. You know,
but
now that
chill.
We're recording at this point, we're chilling a little bit. And actually, I'm okay with that. I mean, I've said that before. I kind of like the lulls when we have, you know, some time to just not feel like we're doing 20 things at once.
Yeah, it gives.
I like it. It gives us time to play our game the way we want. Because like right now, I'm in two different wars, and yeah. I don't have to worry about events.
Right. Right. I'm working on the secret mission, but you know, you kind of do that casually as things are going on, unless you've got something that you're, you know, like right now I'm sitting on where I've got to collect the barracks, you know, five times.
That's what I'm on. You know, you just got to chill on that. There's...
But that just takes time anyway. So, you know, I can be playing and doing other parts of the game without having to worry about that.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not going to hurry that along. So, you know.
Yep.
I just have to sit back at the barracks and wait her out.
Okay, and then for my movie update, The Muppets Most Wanted was actually pretty funny.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
The boys went and saw it, but they didn't say a word to me about it except for about some of the cameos.
Yeah, there were a lot of
Gonzo
cameos.
Gonzo had the NASCAR Start Your Engines Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yes,
they
and
were
he told
on a lot of shows last week.
He told the drivers, he said, now remember, the state law is the speed limit is 70 mile an hour in California. That's what he told the race car drivers at the beginning of the race.
That's so funny. They did all the shows last week. I mean, they do all the media like any other actor. It's just funny.
Like, what's his name doing the Anchorman? Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And the chef, that chef was on all the cooking shows last week, and he was like cooking with Emerald, and he wouldn't let Emerald talk at all, and it was just, I don't know, just stupid but funny.
Rainy day, chicken.
I know, it was just silly, but, you know.
He needs to show up on Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Yeah, that would be pretty funny. I didn't go. My vertigo.
My bar or whatever that thing is.
Bar Rescue.
He needs to be on Bar Rescue.
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty funny. That would be a great cross promotion for them.
I'm thinking the Muppets wouldn't need, you know, be in a bar, but it would be funny.
You're just like us. Well, your kids are just the same. They got to see everything right away.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. Check that one off.
Yep.
There's been a lot of good movies. I heard there's a new sequel to Finding Nemo coming out. The Finding Dory has been announced.
Oh yeah.
So they're gonna finally look for the Ellen character. So that should be cute.
Because she can't find herself. Because
she can't find herself. So they're gonna find Dory now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I want to see that Divergent.
That looks pretty cool too.
Yep.
Yeah, I finally watched The Hunger Games this weekend on pay-per-view.
Oh.
And, you know, it was just, I don't know. I don't know.
Did you read the books?
I read the first one and then I stopped.
Oh, yeah. See, that I think that was one of those that I think with reading the books first, the shows didn't hold up to exactly what the books did, which was a challenge for a lot of people. But I think they were well done. But it felt like there were parts missing that, you know, happened.
Yeah,
I
didn't even read it and it felt like something was missing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Why I'm nervous about reading the whole Game of Thrones. I'm in the middle of it and I'm sort of getting to the point where, you know, what's his name? The imp. Tyrion? No, not Tyrion's the dad. What's the name of the...
I haven't jumped onto this bandwagon yet, so don't ask me.
I'm trying to think of his name. I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of it. How about that? So that's how much I pay attention. Anyway, I just...
Oh, God.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Is it Tyrion Lannister? No, that's the dad, isn't it?
Thanks a lot, Pete.
All right.
Yeah,
no, well, never mind.
He's going to have to go have another damn beer.
Well, I was just... I'm at the point where he was in the prison in the castle at the air. And
yes, it's Tyrion, yes.
Tyrion Lannister, yeah. I was thinking, I was getting confused with his dad. But anyway, I'm at that point, and it's like, you know, I'm afraid to read too far ahead because I want to see what they do with it on the show, and I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're afraid to be
let down. It's one of those challenges when you read a story that, you know, the author puts so much detail and then you know they can only do so much when it comes to putting a show together. And
right.
They're limited by the amount of time that they can, you know, do certain things too. So anyway.
It premieres April 6th.
Okay.
Really? Already?
Already.
Oh yeah. Pete's been watching the off season. Okay.
No, I've been reading the off season.
Oh, you've been reading it. Okay.
Yeah, I've actually been reading the books.
Oh.
Jen told me I had to. She's like, you gotta read the books.
Well,
so
she tells you to read the blog too, and you don't. So.
Well, that's true too.
I'm sad. The Walking Dead only has one more episode before we have to break until pretty much Halloween.
The big question is, what happens at Terminus?
I know, I'm freaking out. Jen hasn't seen it yet, so we can talk about this. But yeah,
she's watching it right now as we speak.
Yeah, she's on a little. She's away, so we gave her permission to go ahead and watch it. Oh my God, yeah, it was pretty intense. So, but I was worried that they hadn't done enough with the season to go on a break. Mm. To tie it all back together to leave us hanging, you know, because mm-hmm. that's a long summer break, and you know, I love me some Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. Oh, it's going to be a long summer. I guess we could go back to Sundays. No.
Hey, have any of y'all started watching Vikings yet?
No.
I told you I saw the first season of it. It's intense. I mean, it's gory, though. I mean, there's lots of blood in there. But if you can handle The Walking Dead, there's even more blood in there, I think. There's a lot of blood in Vikings.
Oh, Jen just updated. She's done with The Walking Dead.
That's so funny. Oh, she's so cute. I love Jen.
Yes, Pete, you'll love the Vikings. You like Game of Thrones. I think you like Vikings.
I think you would, too. I mean, and it's, what, on A&E? Is that what
History.
It's on? History Channel, yeah. It's a good show. It's pretty intense.
Cool.
Yeah, so anything else we need to cover tonight?
I don't think so.
Jen's all caught up on The Walking Dead. We're all good here.
Yep.
All right. You got a shout-out, Pete?
Let me think. I'm going to give a shout-out to Bill Lieber. We were kind of chatting back and forth about basketball, and, yeah, he didn't think – he was rooting for the Shockers, but then he didn't think they were going to quite make it. So, yeah, I'm sad to say he was right. I'm sad to say he was right. But anyway, no. But, yeah, he's been a basketball fan for a lot of years, and, you know, so the pressure – the pressure of being undefeated, so –
It's not easy. I tried to go for the Broncos, remember?
Yeah.
Not easy.
Anyway, but so Bill Lieber. Thanks, man.
Right on.
Hanging in there.
Sweet. He's a good guy.
I'm going to blame the refs. It was the refs. It was totally the refs.
It always is.
Actually, I think there was Anyway.
Mike, you got one?
The only thing I can think of is I want to give one to Sonia from me.
Hello, Sonia.
Well, and Mike, her husband, due to some problems there, but.
Oh, well, we'll keep you in our prayers there.
Sounds good. Sonia. You got one?
No, I'm just give one to Jen because she's just been really sweet today, and I miss her when she's not on the show. So yeah. I'm going to just give one to Jen.
Miss everybody when they're not on the show.
I know. I just miss y'all. We function better as a whole.
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right. So there you go. Well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em crashing to the brake.